Hi everyone, welcome back to the 13th Day Show. I have a treat for you today. Please welcome Olivia from the 12th Night. She is coming all the way from Illyria to be with us today. We will be answering some of your most popular questions on this beautiful day in 2018. After your brother's death, how long did you tell Maria you'd mourn for, and why?
After the death of my brother, I was so depressed. I claimed to Maria that I would mourn for the next 7 years, for two reasons. The first being that I wanted Duke Arsenio to realize I am not to be bothered anymore, and his confessions of love are very unnecessary. Also, I loved my brother so much that I thought I would never be happy again for 7 years. But when Cesario came into my life, I was in awe, and my grief suddenly ended.
What item did you make Malvolio return to Cesario after you first encountered?
I gave Malvolio my ring to give to Cesario after he left. Unfortunately, my plan didn't work, and Malvolio returned without the love of my life. I felt like a fool, and I was so embarrassed.
When Cesario first comes, what did you tell Malvolio to say to him? Why?
I was fed up with Duke Arsenio trying to win my love, and I didn't want to hear his confessions anymore. I told Malvolio to say to the young man at the door, "If it be a suit from the Count, I am sick or not at home. Honestly, what you will to dismiss it, these pointless gestures."
What good do you see in Arsenio?
I see lots of good in Arsenio. I suppose him virtuous and noble, of great estate, and also very youthful. But he is a gracious man, but although I cannot love him, for reasons that I just don't know.
How did you find out about the revenge on Malvolio?
After I released Malvolio from the cell because I thought he had gone insane, he came to me with a letter. Apparently, he thought it was I who wrote it, but it most certainly was not. After taking a quick glance, I immediately knew it had to be Maria. That was not very nice of her, Sir Toby, and Feste to do, but it didn't bother me, so I did nothing about it.
Why did you believe Malvolio to be mad?
Well, when Maria first told me she thought Malvolio was going crazy, I had to see it for my own eyes. Then, when Malvolio came waltzing in with yellow stockings, cross-guarded, and a huge smile on his face, I too believed he was mad. As well, he spoke quotes from passages I've never heard of. It really was a sight to see. I thought his mental health was really out of control.
How did you feel about Sir Toby and Sir Andrew always being drunk?
I get so mad when my cousin Sir Toby and his foolish friend Sir Andrew get drunk. It is so childlike and immature. I get Maria to go scold them for being so loud at these late hours of night, but it seems to me that they don't take her seriously, and it really bothers me. Then the next night, it's just the same thing all over again. Thank you so much for listening to this week's 13th Day episode featuring Olivia. And thank you to Olivia for being here today to answer some of our questions. See you next week for the next episode.